We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
The world of sports media rights has gotten crazier and crazier by the day, so we're bringing somebody in that really knows his stuff. Dimitri Ravenos from Barrett Sports Media. He details the future of college sports and their relationship with ESPN and Fox. First of all, welcome to the show. How's life? I miss you, my friend.
Oh, buddy, thank you so much for having me. Things are good. I mean, look, always I could appreciate being poolside at a Disney or Universal resort instead of living my regular life, but such is life right now. Father of two teenagers, every day is an adventure.
Teenagers, wow. My son is four, and I'm living my own adventure, but it's mostly cute and sweet and the occasional accident, but you're living a different life.
Yeah, just wait. You got about 9 years until every single day you are reminded what a jerk you are.
Well, I'll count my blessings till then. Yeah. So put simply, why are college sports so valuable? Is it a popularity thing? Is it a volume of inventory thing? How do you, if you had to really cliff notes that, how would you phrase that?
I think it is sort of a combination of those two things. It is an inventory thing for sure. Inventory means basically here is a program to sell commercials on, which is how all of these networks make their money. The popularity thing is not just that sports and college sports are popular. It is who they are popular with. We hear all the time in the television industry that nobody is making money like Fox News. Nobody has a audience as loyal as Fox News in supporting their advertisers, right? That's the kind of audience that any network would want. Well, Fox News's audience is over 70 years old. And, you know, different from years past is that is not rare anymore. The average TV watcher now is 64 years old. Where that is not true is sports. And where that is especially not true is college sports. So I think that, and you're seeing it play out right now with the NBA, right? Anything that comes on the market is going to start a bidding war because what brings people to live television are breaking news events, which you cannot predict or schedule, and live sports, which you can. And with college sports, every single year, we have seen something make significant gains. Obviously, football is what all these conferences want to keep going up and up and up. But look at what happened with the women's basketball tournament this year. Look at what happened with college baseball last year. There is always a place to see growth when a network gets into business with a college conference.
How will this settlement from the NCAA, the $2.6 billion that they owe to current and former athletes, how does that change the equation, if at all, for a TV rights deal?
So it doesn't have to. I think it should in a big way, and here is why. If it changes the equation for your partner, in this case, the SEC, the Big Ten, ACC, et cetera, if it changes the equation for them in a way that they are considering going the private equity route to create a revenue or I guess a place they can pay out from that they previously have not had to, that's bad news for ESPN and Fox. Private equity does not create value. It strips out value and then sells the parts that it has. private equity wants to cut costs, and that does not work. I mean, imagine someone in a private equity firm having to sit down with Mario Cristobal and explain or have Cristobal justify why the strength and conditioning coach is making $300,000 a year, or why there is this staff of 20 guys that don't have the word coach in their title, all making $30,000. Do we need all these analysts? If private equity gets involved in college sports, that's going to be so much worse than paying players or anything that we have seen before ever could be. So if I'm ESPN and Fox, I'm totally open to renegotiating these contracts to protect my investment.
We're talking to Dimitri Ravenos. He wrote an article over at BarrettSportsMedia.com. ESPN, Fox should do all they can to protect college sports and their investment. And I'm reading through this article. One of the things that stood out to me was the specific focus on ESPN and Fox. When we're seeing so many different outlets get into the sports content business, Amazon, Netflix, yep, Peacock, CBS is obviously already a major player as well. So for you, why the specific focus on ESPN and Fox?
Because I'm specifically writing about college sports, and those are two businesses. And look, talking about this in Orlando is perfect, because ESPN's investment in college sports is not just, hey, we carry all the SEC games and all the ACC games. Their investment in college sports is they own a chunk of the college football playoff. They own all of these bowl games. They own all of these college invitational basketball tournament they play at the Wide World of Sports on Disney property every year. They own every sort of invitational baseball. They just announced a new softball tournament that's going to be in Clearwater. Fox is about to launch their competitor to the NIT, and I think in reality there is a grander plan for that to eventually replace the NCAA tournament. You have these sectors of your business that are valueless if the participants are not at the level that people will pay to see or go out of their way to watch. So I focus on ESPN and Fox specifically because, unlike those other groups you mentioned, so much of their investment in college sports is like a 360-degree support system of, we are not going to let this thing fail.
So TNT reached an agreement with ESPN in a sublicense deal to air college football games. Is that them just trying to desperately hang on to that precious sports appeal that you talk about with the NBA walking out the door? Do you think that, how much do you think that played a role in their decision?
Oh, huge. I mean, look, they lost the NBA in large part because the guy that was in charge of Warner Brothers Discovery is the parent company's name, basically challenged the NBA to leave and go somewhere else. And Adam Silver didn't like it, and did, and found plenty of bidders looking to do it. So what's TNT left with now? And by that, I mean TNT Sports. So think about everything you see across TBS and True TV as well. What are they left with? They're left
AEW.
Right, AEW. Who, by the way, according to Tony Khan, they lowball. They might be losing AEW eventually. So they're left with this big NHL deal. They are left with the NCAA tournament. By the way, they have no other college basketball on during the year. They have a baseball game a week until we get to the postseason. Sublicensing college football playoff games from ESPN keeps them in the sports business without really having to invest in the sports business.
Wow. I would actually really like to see college basketball games played on TNT. It feels big. You know, yeah, and that's weird about it, is that this network that doesn't seem to be all in on sports is really good at sports presentation. I think TNT broadcast, whether it's college basketball, baseball, or the NBA, it's some of the best that you see out there. So interesting that they're so good at it, yet so disinterested in some ways.
I mean, it goes back to exactly where we started, man. It's expensive. It is so valuable to be able to say we have this game or that game. That's why you saw that very same company, Warner Brothers Discovery, do a deal to put USA Soccer's friendly matches on, because even that is going to bring more people to live television than another rerun of Supernatural will.
So I know that this conversation isn't about college sports, but a bit of a spinoff is what's going on with the NFL and their new streaming partners. And I mean, we're going to see the NFL pretty much everywhere where you can have a subscription package. Do you think that they are alienating some of their viewers, or is the NFL so big that they just don't have to worry about that? Where do you end up falling on the change that the NFL is really spearheading, and it's only going to get bigger from here?
So I used to have a college roommate that I would just tease relentlessly when he was drunk, right? And
we all have that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I would humiliate him in front of, you know, friends and stuff like that. And he would look at me and say, "One day I'm gonna punch you in the face." And I would always look at him and go, "Well, until that day, buddy." And I think that's sort of the way the NFL is operating. One day this is going to collapse on them. But until that day, they're going to push the boundary as far as they can. I think that the real challenge is going to be when football, multiple days of the week that are not Sunday and Monday, becomes kind of a normal thing throughout the season. That's going to be the real challenge, because right now the NFL can carve out a game a week for all 18, 19 weeks of the season, whenever we get to that. And they can carve a game a week out of the Fox or CBS package, and CBS can't do anything about it. Fox can't do anything about it. That's in their agreement. So that is what allows them to carve out a Netflix exclusive, a Peacock exclusive. I don't know that I believe we're ever going to get to a point where the NFL is solely pay-per-view, because there is an amount of cultural cachet that that league really values that you lose if you're not easy to access. But we're going to see less and less of it on TV for free in the next few years.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we kind of, it kind of already is pay-per-view.
Yeah.
When you start, if you want to watch everything, it's going to cost you almost $1,000 a year to watch the NFL if you want access to every game possible. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, if you're,
I think it's a good question to ask, but also I don't think it changes anything for the league. This is the way that we can, most people now that understand how to use any bit of technology, have, my parents have streaming services.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. You know, so I think people have pretty much figured it out. And then it's up to them. Do you want the a la carte or do you not? You don't have to order it.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that right now terrestrial television, whether that is cable, over the air, or satellite, I still think it's a better experience for watching sports, because there is no lag. My picture suddenly doesn't get worse in the middle of a game or just go black for no reason that that I can understand. So I still think it's a better experience, but is it such a better experience? This is what a lot of people are asking themselves. Is it such a better experience that I want the bill from DirecTV? Is it such an experience that I need to pay for HGTV just so I can be 3 seconds ahead on, you know, the football game? I mean, what all of these leagues are going to have to contend with is something the broadcasting business is considering right now. I appreciate everybody listening to us on the game, but they are all of a certain age, right? And the people that are not listening to radio right now, those 20-year-olds, hell, my teenage kids are not suddenly going to turn 35 one day and go, "Well, now time to listen to radio." They're just gone, right? And that's true of television too. There are so many kids.
This will be on YouTube also. So we're gonna span a wide audience.
Very, very good. Well, then we'll last into eternity. Yeah, I mean, look, that's where my kids get their entertainment, is YouTube, Disney Plus, Hulu, et cetera, et cetera. They're never going to terrestrial television, and leagues are going to have to figure out what that means for them.
Dimitri Ravenos, who wrote an article that you got to go and check out over at BarrettSportsMedia.com. ESPN, Fox should do all they can to protect the college sports investment. Always good catching up, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks so much.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.